Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. It says in the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Sheish Malos b'Mikvos. There are six levels of Mikvos. Zol l'mala mizol, b'zol l'mala mizol. Each subsequent one higher than the other. The first and lowest level is Megvaim, water collected in shallow pools in the ground. Shasa tameh v'shasa tara tameh. If an impure drank from one, and a pure person drank from it afterwards, he is impure. Shasa tameh omile v'chlei tara tameh. If an impure drank, an impure person drank, and someone filled up a pure kli from those waters afterwards, the kli is tameh. So there's a ton of things to say on this Mishnah, but we'll just go with the Bartanura. The Bartanura says that the reason that when one person drinks who's tame and then someone else drinks afterwards who's tari becomes tame, it's because the drop spilled from the mouth of the tame into the shallow pool, and then the tari person drank from it. So that's the Bartanura. The Rash writes, "Lefishanaf latipa mipivu tochagav v'shemesh asal tar v'nitma." So the tipa fell from the mouth of the person who drank into this shallow pool, and then maybe the tar person drank it and became tummy. So the kasha is that the mefarshim deal with is how come we won't say that the tipa that fell back in is batal, is going to be nullified by the megava. And the Tiferes Yisrael is omed on this kasha, and he answers based on Rashi and Gittin and Dalet Amid Beis that kol she mechuber lo shayich bo bittel. If it's a mechuber, then there's no bittel. However, this answer is a very shver answer, because Rashi says that the reason mechuber is not batal is because it has chashivas. So that's dafka of the mizbatel is mechuber, then it's not batel, because it can't be misbatel because it has chashivas. That's what the Sugya and Gittin is talking about in Nandalat Amit Beis that Tiferes Zohar refers to. Natil shel orla, that was mixed up with other natios, it's, you're not allowed to gather from it, because since it's mechuber, it's not going to be misbatel among the other on the other siblings. But when the mevatel is mechuber and the misbatel is talush, so adarab, now it should be even more batel. So here the drop falling back in is talush, and then the it should be misbatel within the water, which is mechuber, which has more chashivas. So that answer is a very shver answer, as pointed out by Rav Nosson Gishtetner and the Nosson Pir on Mikvos, upon which we're basing this shir. So he gives another suggestion that the Tosfos Yontov writes the name of the Aguda, Shechayshinan Latipa Seroik Shenafle Mipi Atomei. We're concerned with the drop of spittle that fell from the mouth of a tamei person. Vimken yitachen shemedubar b'tamei zav sheroko mitamei b'masa, like we see in Nida Mem Hei Amud Bei. So maybe we're talking about a zav whose spittle is mitamei if you carry it, as we see in Nida Mem Hei Amud Bei, and it's mevorim b'choros chav gimel amud aleph that a besar nevela is batal among a rove of basar shachut is only in so far as that it's not mitame anymore, this nevela b'maga, if you touch it. But b'masa, if you carry it, it is mitame. Ayin sham in Meseches Bechoros. So it's mevur sheleinyan tumas masa, bittel isn't effective. Bittel is only effective lenu tumas maga, but it's not effective lenu tumas masa. So therefore, we can be choshesh that the tar is going to drink from this spittle that fell from the mouth of the tamei person, and when the roke comes into his mouth, it's going to be metame and b'masa, because b'masa there is no bittel. There's bittel b'maga, but not b'masa. And when it comes into his mouth, he's going to become tame masa, because that's considered carrying it. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mechos Avos Hatuma Halacha Tes Zayin Paskins Legabe Baser Legabe Behem Sheshafach Harar is Dam Ein Amitama Lo B'Maga VeLo B'Masa, said that this behema gave birth to this clot of blood, so it's not Metame, neither B'Maga nor B'Masa. And the Kesef Mishnah explains in the name of the Mari Kurkus that even though an Avela Shenis Arva B'Shchut is Metame B'Masa, but this clot of dam is different, because when it was Misarev B'Dam, when it got mixed in with the blood and the other stuff, and it got, it got immersed in them and erased in them, so then it has the din of the dam and all the other stuff, and it's not matame anymore. But benevelish and its arva, there we don't say that it becomes nimches, that it becomes erased, and because it's ba'ape nafshe, it's by itself, just that it's not nicker, you just don't know which one's the nevela. So the when it comes to something yavesh, so then there's going to become bibitl. But when it comes to something yavesh, then there's going to be bitl in yinmaga, but not in yinmasa. But when it comes to lach bilach, afilu b'masa eino metame, here we're talking about lach bilach, we're talking about where the if the charar is dumb, becomes mixed in with the blood, and it becomes an imches, so then it's not even metame b'masa. And there's a chashash this charar is dumb was an uber, but it's not metame, because it's batal. So lach b'lach, even b'masa is not metame, like we see in the Gemara. Like the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam, nevela is batal, but not lach belach. And nevela is not batal when it comes to masa, but lach belach is batal, and even b'masa it's not metame. The only problem is the kash of the Mishnah LeMelech in the first parak of Mishkav Moshe Balacha Yedalet, who's Tamei the Marai Kurkus, and he says that you see in the Gemara in Bechoros that we Shteltsu between the Chararas Dam and the Nevela Shenasarva Bishchuta. So how can you say that you can't compare them when the Sugya does? So this Kasha was already asked in the Rishonim and the Chuvas Harid, Rabbeinu Yeshaya of Trani, that was reprinted in Siman Aleph Oz Gimel. He brings this Kasha in the name of Rabbeinu Yitzchok, kind of read that it's the Bala or Zarua. So it's a little bit of a lengthy shtickle, and we'll read it out to Siyata Dishmaya, and hopefully we'll be wiser for the effort. My shikshod riel zap itaran amaylo batli hamayim hatmeim b'taharim. Why isn't it batal? Beishem esarmane amayshna mechticha shalchatas tmeo frusa shalechem aponim tmeo v'chtruma tmeo de batli b'meya. So you have other things that are batal. Here also it should be batal. U'barzel tamei shabalu u'barzel taro me shvichos me gishamim de batli b'rov. Hagavra v'havtiyufto kugon zu tzarech lefnim. So you have a case of Barzil Tame with Barzil Tor, that the Barzil is that the, if it's Rov Barzil, if you put together Barzil Tame and Barzil Tor, if it's Rov Barzil Tame Tor, then the Barzil Tame becomes a bottle. Also, if you have meishvichus and megishamim, which is meishvichus is water that you're going to spill out, which is becheskes tameh, and yardu alai megishamim, and then rain fell on them. So it says im rov men atameh tameh, im rov men atar tar. So there also you go after the rov. So you see all these cases, you go after the rov. Why here aren't we going after the rov? So the Rid answers that chatos lechem aponim, Shruma Tumeya, the case of Chaticha Shalchat is Tumeya and Prusa Shalechem Apanim Tumeya, which are batals in Yavamas Pei Aleph Amid Beis. So they're batal, and Shruma Tumeya is batli b'meya, like we see in the Shrumas Perakei Mishnah Dalet. So hani mili b'davar yavesh shel anasan tam iser beheter. That's only if it's yavesh and there's not a sinas tam. Shisro made levado beheter made levado. El shenar makirim asisro menat toyroch had betray bottle rabban echemir deboy meyo. So we just don't know what the iser is. There's a bittle of iser of iser beheter. We just don't know what the iser is menat toyroch. It's bottle 2 to 1. And the rabbis were machmir that you need 100. Avok sheiser noisin tam ain't a bottle. Feel me when the iser gives tam, it's not bottle even b'meya. B'dafka b'davar yavesh lin v'cholchad v'chad shu aheter. And dafka it's a v'davar yavesh. If it's dry, we're told b'cholchad v'chad shu aheter. We assume each one is the heter. Avok shenosin tam shen spashi tam leiser v'cholchatichos ain't a bottle. But when there's nesin is tam, then it's not bottle. But tarov shel mashkin doy melabishel oichlin shadi atarov sa mashkin misar misbalim zebezev ein chayochol ishtas mashkin detera shleim ruvin mashkin di sura. So this is going to be, everything's going to be mixed in together, the heter and the iser. Vein zechum rederabanan alakachadi noisin shkoz man shir shel iser mimusmas umu uruv beheter ain't a bottle. Umashkin to meim nami came in the cold tipa, the tipa meim chashub the tamas kama mashkin. Heach nu chalavatam vrem sarvin at meim at tohirim. Shein chalikach men at tohirim shalote tipa men at shalot meim behem. So the Torah cannot be metam bevatal the tame, because the tame is mixed in with the Torah. It's not same tam. Well, tam shein mu ravin begava ain koch le mashkin to meim le tamam. So when they're in the gava itself, when they're in this pool, then the mashkin to meim can't be metame. Avol kem shein zeshum pia shelter zebekli asya hai tipa bemetame lehu. But once they're nitlash, they're separated from the mouth of the shoseh, or in a kli, so then the tipa is going to come and be metame ubavadei l'rashi demashkin l'tame acher bein revius hari mizbatlin hatmeim b'tahirim sherei ein behem revius b'makom echad aval kevin shetipa achas mehem chashuv l'tamos kama mashkim heichnucha l'vatlan. So when it comes to the case of the Shmei Shvichos, that the water that you would spill out of the Megishamim, so there the Megishamim are, the Mei Shvichos are not Mamish Tame, they're just Bezuyim. And the rabbis were gozer tuma, so we say that if there's a rove of megishamim, it's beseder, it's not tame. But here, where the tipa is mamish tame, and it was nitlash mi pi hashoseh, it separated from the mouth of the person drinking it, so that goes ahead and is metame that mixes in with all the water. It's metame the water. And that it says in the Mishnah Machshir in Beis Gimel, that gistrios, which are latrines that people used to urinate in, sheisrael v'akom etil in the socha, both goyim and Jews used to use this. If it's rov men atame tame, so hine tumas mei raglaim shel akom derabbanan shegozer lahem kezavim lachem betelim barov. So there, the reason you need a rov is because this is gzera derabbanan. Tumas mei raglaim of goyim is a derabbanan, and gozer lahem kezavim, they have a din zavim, and therefore it's batal barov. It's only gzera derabbanan of mei raglaim shel zav. It's not going to be batal barov. When we barzel tami, shabalim barzel tor, it's also lokashia, why not? The barzel tami that you mixed in together, you put it together with the barzel tor, and you made a whole kli. The kule kli abinim in barzel tami, vas chashalios tami barzel. The barzel shavalom atami, achasen u kli, vachalek a kli mi barzel tami. So if it's not rov barzel tami, it's not considered a kli of barzel tami. But if it's rov barzel tami, then the whole kli is considered barzel tami. Ad kan tochen divrei tshuvas harid v'yisod dvarav shelach tamei shenisariv b'lach tor eino batal. So the yisod advarim is that lach tamei that was mixed in with lach tor is not batal. Shekashem shelach iser ano sein tam eino batal le'olam kol zman shu ano sein tam k'mo kein linyan tuma kevin she'af tipa achas yichol le'tamei acherim Havalei tiba zuki iser hanaisein tam she'eno batal. So, just like in lach, if the iser is no same tam, it's not batal, as long as it's no same tam. So too, linyan tipa, we say that as long as it could be metame the other drops, which it obviously can, so this tipa is like an iser that's no same tam. Here we're dealing with tumah tahara, we're not dealing with kashrus. As far as tumah goes, it's going to be tame because it's metame the other drops. If it's when it comes to eating, is it's no same time, and here the time is that it's metame the others. That's enough. This one tipa. And this svar of the rid that Barzil Tame Shabalo, but Barzil Tar is Tar because there's no Kli Shalem in Barzil Tar because. As long as you have a rove of Barzil Tar, it's going to be Tar. Because the only way it's going to be Tame is if you have a rove Kli of Barzil Tame. So we see something similar to this in the Hagos Mordechi in Chulin, Perakres, Simitavshin Mem Aleph, that a house that a Yisrael and a Goy are Shutuf, it's not Metame bin a Goyim, since a Goy has a Chelik in this house. And a goyish house can't become tamei bin a goyim. So you need a bayis shalem. It's also patur mimezuzah. That since the house, the akum also has a chelik in the house, and a goy is in chayiv in mezuzah. Is not a bayis shalom l'schayiv b'mezuzah. That's if they're shutfin. So here also, if it's if you have a 50-50, it's not considered a bayis shalom l'schayiv b'mezuzah. And it's also not considered a bayis shalem to be metame bin agayim. So, if it's rove tame, rove the barzel is tame, so that's already considered that it's the shame kli, as we discussed elsewhere, the shame kli is nikbal piyar rov. But if it's 50-50, then it's not. You see that it's considered enough. If it's 50-50, then you have no rov. And since a goy has a shutfus in this, so if it's rubo tar, then it's tar. And if it's rubo tame, then it's tame. And it's 50-50, it's just like we see elsewhere, when a guy has a shutfus in it, it's considered that it belongs to the guy, and therefore it's not going to become tamei bin a gaim, and it's also not going to be chayv in mezuzah. So here also, if it's 50-50, it says there in the Mishnah, in Machshirin, that if it's 50-50, then the din is that the guy, that it's tamei, that it's nikbal shem, the 50%, that it's belongs to the to the Tumah. So just like if you have a house that's 50-50 that's owned by a Jew and a Gentile, so then that's enough. The fact that the Gentile owns 50% is enough to be metame. Is enough that it's the house is not becoming tame. Even though there, I don't know if it's 50-50, even if he owns 20%, it's also probably not Mekabel Tumas Negayim, and it's also not Chayv and Mezuzah. As long as he is a chelek. So, if Gishtetner brings this as a tzushtel, this Mordechi, to the Mishnah in Machshirin, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, but I don't really see the comparison. So I invite anybody out there to tell me what exactly the comparison is. And if there's shutfus in a house, so then it's not a Jew and a goy, then it's not chayv and mezuzah, it's not becoming tamei and a goy. So how does that compare to the case of the Barzel Tamei Shebalu Barzel Tar? That if you have a Rov Tara, it's Tar, and if you have a Rov Tumah, it's Tamei. What's the comparison? I don't really see that. In any event, Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn a little bit of the Mishnah in Harius, and Harius in Mikvos. And we should be zochel ulmod ulavame lishmar balas ulakamis called every sound to us.